USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Although the White House continues to say President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to convene for a summit regarding Ukraine, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters that Putin has not embraced the idea, virtual or otherwise. Also, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said this morning that the Russians are fully prepared to invade immediately.
He has a number of options available to him, and he could attack in short order. Again, I don't believe it's a bluff. I think it's he's assembled the right kind, the kinds of things that you would need to conduct a successful invasion.
The state of New York's health department announced the state will now delay enforcement of its booster requirement for healthcare workers in an effort to avoid potential staffing issues and lawsuits. The mandate had been scheduled to go into effect earlier today. The state will reassess whether additional steps will be needed in about 3 months. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Australia's borders will finally be open post-pandemic. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Ken Burns.
Australia's borders have been closed for leisure and business travelers since the pandemic began, but officials in that country said they plan on reopening the borders to international travelers. Citizens and residents there have been allowed to travel in and out of the country since November. International students and some employees were allowed in shortly thereafter. The opening of Aussie borders is a signal that the country is moving from a zero COVID strategy to one where people live with the virus. Australia has a 94% vaccination rate, which is among the highest of most countries in the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
The sister of infamous Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff and her husband have been found dead in an apparent murder-suicide. Deputies found 87-year-old Sandra Wiener and her 90-year-old husband Marvin dead from gunshot wounds in their Florida home. Detectives have not disclosed which party carried out the murder-suicide and said the cause of death will ultimately be determined by the medical examiner. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Only a year ago, almost no one paid full sticker price when buying a new car. Now, you're lucky if you're allowed to. And perhaps the most striking sign of the change in new car pricing and overall inflation, 85% of new car buyers in January paid more than the MSRP. It's the latest sign of the fact that there's a shortage of parts, especially computer chips, have caused manufacturers to halt production at various plants. The prices are up over $6,000, or about 15% from January a year ago, and about $7,500 higher than the average price paid in January 2020, just before the pandemic started. Only 2% of all buyers paid above MSRP a year ago, with buyers paying, on average, about $2,150 less than sticker price at that time. In a photo finished with Bubba Wallace, Austin Cindric became only the first official rookie to win the Daytona 500 in celebration of car owner Roger Penske's 85th birthday. Cindric talks about those last few laps.
Yeah, certainly a pretty intense moment there, racing for the win of the Daytona 500. It's the one that everybody wants to win, and obviously Bubba's been able to put himself in position a lot of years in a row now, and you know, just trying to position myself to where I can be close enough to still make those blocks and still make those moves and be at the lead of the start-finish line. And
Bubba Wallace finished second for the second time in his career at the Daytona 500, and it was the third 500 win for Penske, who also picked up the trophy in 2008 with Ryan Newman and 2015 with Joey Logano. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.